Good afternoon. So today I'm going to be telling you about the Parents Are the Key Communications Campaign, which we've developed to try and help keep teen drivers safe on the road. So I'm going to start by telling you about the process that we used to develop the campaign, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about a pilot study that we conducted in the fall of 2009, and then I'm going to tell you about our preparations for the national release of the campaign toolkit. As you just heard, car crashes are the leading cause of death for teens, and they kill about 3,000 teens every year. Crash risk is particularly high during the first year that teens are able to drive, and this is because it can take new drivers months and even years to really develop proficiency behind the wheel. Several years ago, CDC decided to develop a communications campaign to help address this issue. Our first step was to conduct an environmental scan. We wanted to look at all the existing programs and campaigns and see what the most recent research was saying was needed and, you know, the steps that we could take. We also pulled together an expert meeting, and we brought together experts both in the traffic safety field as well in the communications field. We also conducted a series of focus groups, both with teens and with parents of teens. Through all of this, what we found is that parents really can play a significant role in keeping their teens safe, but they're not always aware of the influence that they have, and they're also not always sure what are the specific steps that they can take to make a difference for their teens. So for this campaign, we decided that our target audience would be parents of new teen drivers, and we would seek to raise their awareness about their important role in their teens' safety. And their teen driver's safety. We wanted to provide parents with some proven steps that they could take to help keep their teens safe. So we've kind of woven these messages throughout our materials. One of the first and most important ones is that parents can extend their teens' supervised driving period. So a minimum of 30 to 50 hours is best, and it should be in a variety of conditions, so different roads, different weather, different time of day, just to get the teen as much experience as they can while the parent is there supervising. Parents should also set the rules of the road, and some of the really important ones to include are making sure that the teen always wears their seatbelt, limiting the amount of nighttime driving that they do, and restricting the number of teen passengers that they're allowed to have in the car, because those are all risk factors for teens-related motor vehicle crashes. And then we encourage parents to enforce these rules with a parent-teen driving contract. So basically, we want them to sit down with the teen and say, okay, these are the rules, these are the specific consequences if you break the rules, get everyone to sign it, put it up on the fridge somewhere prominent. And the idea is just to make sure everyone's on the same page, because we've seen in past studies that if you ask a parent and a teen kind of what the rules are, they kind of have different interpretations of it. We also really emphasize that it's not enough for parents just to have this one conversation about safe driving, but it's something that they should be bringing up repeatedly with their teen. So our approach was to create a campaign toolkit that states and local groups could use to implement the campaign in their own communities. And it's made up of a number of different components. We have our campaign website, cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. We have a whole suite of print materials. So we have posters and flyers and fact sheets and the parent-teen driving contract, among other things. Most of our materials are available in English and in Spanish, and we've created two versions of them. One of the versions includes the CDC logo and the Department of Health and Human Services logo. As if you've seen any of CDC's materials, that's very common. But we also included a version that's customizable. So instead of our logos, there's just a space where groups can insert their own logo and their own name. And we did this because over the years, we've heard from partners that, you know, they want to use our materials, but they also want to maintain their own, you know, brand identity. So we have both options for folks. We've got a media guide that kind of walks folks through like how you generate media coverage of your teen safe driving efforts, and also an event planning guide that sort of says, if you want to hold a big event, here are some things to keep in mind. Thanks to some generous funding from the Allstate Foundation, we also have a radio ad and some digital ads. And again, with these, the idea is we're trying to get the attention of the parents and really just drive them to the website so they could learn more information there. We also have a number of social media tools because we wanted to encourage peer-to-peer networking among parents. So during our focus groups with parents, one of the things we wanted to learn were what are the messages and what are the images that really resonated with them and caught their attention. So in the post, the blue poster that you see on the right, it's a parent handing the car keys to a very eager-looking young woman. And this is an image that the parents said they really identified with because they felt that it illustrated the power that parents really have when it comes to their teen driving and that they should use when it comes to their teen's access to the car. We also tested the tagline, handing your teen the car keys, are you confident or concerned? And parents also really reacted well to that because they said that the question made them think about what they were doing when they actually handed over the keys and what the possible consequences might be if their teen wasn't ready. We've created the toolkit so that the campaign could be really scaled up or down depending on what's needed or who's using it. So if, for example, a mom hears the radio ad, she could go to the campaign website, maybe download some of the fact sheets and flyers, take it to a PTA meeting, for example, and bring it up as, you know, information sharing in that venue. On the other end of the scale, there could be a whole coalition of local groups who decide to get together, and they may want to implement the campaign across the whole city and hold big citywide events. So because we just have all the pieces available, it could be used for either way. Also, the pieces can be used individually or all together. So if an organization already does work in this area, but maybe they don't have some of these fact sheets or maybe they don't have posters, they could just use those pieces, put in their logo and name, and hopefully it will just supplement their existing efforts. So in order to evaluate the campaign, we conducted a pilot study in fall 2009 in Columbus, Ohio, and Little Rock, Arkansas. And we worked with 28 partner organizations to implement the campaign in these two cities. And it was a real wide variety of groups that we worked with, including state health departments, State Department of Public Safety. We had PTA represented, YMCA, different medical centers. And we also had some national partners, such as the National Safety Council, American Academy of Pediatrics, and, as I mentioned, the Allstate Foundation. Our partners were really essential to the success of the pilot because, you know, it was their community. So, of course, they were able to tell us, you know, what teen driving efforts were already going on so we could build on those and complement them with our efforts versus getting in the way and having conflicting things going on. They were also able to tell us who would be the key players who we absolutely needed to have on board if it was going to go forward successfully. They served as the face of the campaign, so they really gave it local credibility that, you know, CDC wouldn't have been able to provide in these two cities. And most importantly, they knew the best ways to reach parents in their communities, and they helped us to do that. So our pilot campaign started during National Teen Driver Safety Week in mid-October 2009, and it lasted for a two-month period. And just to give you some examples of our activities, we had a kickoff event in each city to start generating the media coverage right away, let folks know that the campaign was going on. We had digital and radio ads playing in these cities. And the different partner organizations we worked with distributed more than 430,000 copies of the various campaign materials through various channels that that they had already established. And some of the really successful ones included high schools, departments of motor vehicles, driving schools were a big user of the materials, library systems, and hospitals. And it was really neat to hear some of the creative ways that folks did use the materials. I got an email from a school nurse at one of the school districts in Ohio, and she ordered a whole bunch of flyers because she was going to include one along with report cards that she was mailing out to all their parents this month. So it's just a neat way to get the material directly into the hands of the parents while they're already thinking about their teen. So I thought that was a good idea. As part of our evaluation efforts, we conducted a phone survey with parents of teen drivers, about 400 in each region, and we wanted to get a sense of their knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors related to teen driver safety before and after the pilot. A preliminary analysis of our results showed us that about 8 in 10 parents were aware that motor vehicle crashes were the leading cause of death, and almost 8 in 10 parents strongly agreed that they had a strong influence over their teen drivers' behaviors. But despite this, parents were not modeling safe driving behaviors, and the majority admitted to such things such as speeding, talking on the phone, or eating while they were driving. So we knew that this was an area we wanted to address a little bit further. We saw a small but significant increase in awareness about our campaign and its messages. It was about 7% increase comparing pre and post. So we felt that we were on the right track with our campaign materials and the components and wanted to prepare for the national release. So based on all of our pilot findings, we've made some revisions to the toolkit. These are the main areas that we focus on. Three of them are the same as before, but you can see that we've included the idea of parents as role models as a new message that we really wanted to focus some attention on. We've been redesigning and streamlining materials based on the feedback we got from folks, and you can see we've also added some new pieces. This poster talks about parents leading by example, so again, getting that message in. We've expanded our social media component, and the biggest part of this is we've created a Parents Are the Key fan page on Facebook. And we did this because we wanted to create a place where parents across the country can go and connect with other parents who are interested in teen driver safety and share ideas and get the latest tips and news from us and other groups. And we also have some other social media tools for them to use. We wanted to make sure we were still on track, so this past summer we conducted another focus group to make sure people still like the look and feel and the messages that we were using. And we also used the focus group to see how parents felt about a new component that we were developing, which was going to incorporate pediatricians into the campaign. So we had worked with children's hospitals in our pilot, and we saw that they were really using a lot of the materials. So we expanded our partnership with the American Academy of Pediatrics to develop some new pieces specifically for pediatricians to use when they talk to their teen patients and their parents. And we definitely felt this was a great idea, but again, we wanted to run it by parents and see, is this something they wanted to hear from their pediatrician about, or were they more focused on other topics? So in our focus groups, indeed, parents were very open to the idea. They suggested that waiting rooms and exam rooms were great places for materials because they're desperate for anything to do, so they wanted to read the stuff there, and they felt it would be appropriate for pediatricians to bring up the safe driving messages. We have just recently finished our work on the toolkit revisions, and we launched it during National Teen Driver Safety Week in October, and all of the materials are available free of charge, and if you're interested and wanted to see more about them or check some of them out, I'd like to invite you to go to our website, cdc.gov/parentsforthekey. We're encouraging folks to take the toolkit and the different materials and see what would work best for their community to really reach out to parents and to share these evidence-based steps that they could take. And really, we just hope to keep teen drivers safe on the road. And here's my contact information. Thank you very much.